我们要继续再看看约瑟。
Since the story of Joseph is very long in the Bible in Genesis,
约瑟的故事在创世纪里面相当的长。
We will have to read the portions that we're going to speak about.
所以我们要读几节我们今天要讲到的圣经节。
But I do encourage brothers and sisters to go home and study the story of Joseph.
但是我鼓励弟兄姊妹们回去之后把约瑟的这一生的事迹都看一看。
If you do this, I'm sure you'll get blessing.
我相信若是你这样做的话一定得到祝福。
And also when we preach on Joseph, you understand a lot more.
而且如果是我们在以后再讲到约瑟的时候你会更了解。
Now for today, let's turn to chapter 39.
我们今天一起先看第三十九章
Genesis 39
创世纪第三十九章
We shall read from verse 1 to verse 6
创世纪第三十九章第一节到第六节
Please turn your Bible to that Genesis 39 verse from 1 to 6 And we shall read
创世纪
If you read English Bible please read silently
第三十九章我们一起读从第一节到第六节约瑟被带下埃及去有一个埃及人是法老的内臣护卫长波提乏从那些带下他来的以实玛利人手下买了他去约瑟住在他主人埃及人的家中耶和华与他同在他就百事顺利他主人见耶和华与他同在又见耶和华使他手里所办的尽都顺利约瑟就在主人眼前蒙恩伺候他主人并且主人派他管理家务把一切所有的都交在他手里自从主人派约瑟管理家务和他一切所有的耶和华就因约瑟的缘故赐福于那埃及人的家凡家里和田间一切所有的都蒙耶和华赐福波提乏将一切所有的都交在约瑟的手中除了自己所吃的饭别的事一概不知约瑟原来秀雅俊美。
I like what it says here.
我很喜欢这说的。
The food which he ate,
他除了他自己所吃的饭以外
he did not concern himself with anything,
别的事一概不知。
Because he has found a good steward.
因为他甚至找到了一个很好的管家。
Now let's read again from 19 to 23, third again.
我们再读从第十九节到第二十三节。
We know the story in between.
我们知道中间发生了什么事。
His Potiphar's wife was a wicked woman.
波提法的妻子是一个很坏的女人。
And she wanted to commit adultery with Joseph.
她要想跟约瑟行奸淫。
Which Joseph denied.
然后约瑟就拒绝了。
Now let's read from 19 to 23.
我们从第十九节读到二十三节，我们一起读。约瑟的主人听见他妻子对他所说的话，说：“你的仆人如此如此待我。”他就生气。把约瑟下在监里就是王的囚犯被囚的地方于是约瑟在那里坐监但耶和华与约瑟同在向他施恩使他在私狱的眼前蒙恩私狱就把监里所有的囚犯都交在约瑟的手下他们在那里所办的事都是经他的手凡在约瑟手下的事私狱一概不查因为耶和华与约瑟同在耶和华使他所做的尽都顺利。
Again, we see a situation where Joseph was given in charge of all things.
我们又再次看到，在这里约瑟又是管所有的事。
Now, I don't know about you, but I really want to meet Joseph.
我不晓得你是如何，我实在很想碰见遇见这样的一个人。
There are not too many people today that you can trust him of all things.
因为今天我们很少能碰到这样，我们可以把所有的事情都信托他的。
Joseph is one.
约瑟是这样一个人。
Why? But Joseph is representing Jesus, Lord, our Savior.
但是约瑟实在他是代表了主耶稣。
You cannot trust anybody for all things that you have.
你没有办法来信任任何一个人。
But I know you indeed you can trust Jesus for all things.
但是我知道你可以把你所有都信托给主耶稣。
Last time I spoke about Joseph.
上一次我们讲到约瑟的时候。
And we related that he was representing Jesus, our Lord.
我们那里已经说明他在那里就是代表他的象征耶稣。
He is the son of Jacob, beloved son of Jacob.
他是约瑟最喜欢的一个儿子。
And he was marked out.
雅各他是特别被标出来的雅各
Now we also talk about Joseph having a vision in a dream
我们 又知道约瑟在他的梦里头看见了异象
And that we say is a revelation from the Lord God
所以我们知道他是直接从神那里得到了这样的启示
The Lord had given him a dream or dreams to interpret.
在那里神给了他几个梦让他能够去解。
From the interpretation, we know that the Lord God wanted life in everything.
从这个梦的解里面，我们知道，神要在所有的事情上面都要
life.
神是需要要生命。
In all the things He dealt with us, the purpose to, that we may receive life, the life abundant.
在一切的事上，他神与我们神加给我们的都是要让我们能够得到更丰盛的生命。
We talk about Joseph seeing the sheaves that was bowed before him.
我们看到约瑟看到那些禾捆对着他的禾捆下拜。
While talking about those sheaves, we know how much, how hard one must labor to get some crop.
我们看到那个禾捆，我们就知道在这个之前的为了这个收获的辛苦耕耘。
And we've indicated that Joseph, seeing the glory, was walking on the way of cross.
我们知道约瑟在这时候，他虽然是眼睛看见了荣耀，但是他走的是在十字架的路上走。
Because cross is the only way that can produce life.
因为十字架的道路是唯一可以产生生命的。
Through the cross, through the change, the grain, the corn that was buried in the ground.
由这个麦粒的种子，它的改变在种在地下，然后改变之后。
And through cultivation.
然后再经过耕耘。
Something other than the corn itself was coming up.
有一样东西跟原来的那个种子不太一样的东西长出来了。
From that stem, from that thing grows more life.
从那一颗又会长出更多的生命子粒来。
Jesus also used each illustration in the New Testament to signify that.
耶稣自己在新约里头也这么样说过。
That we may bear crop 60 times, 30 times, or 100 times.
这样我们可以结果30倍、60倍、100倍。
Now Joseph, when he saw the glory,
当约瑟看见这样的荣耀的时候
he was brought down instead.
他就反而降卑。
Now you see in chapter 39 it recorded here.
我们看见39章这里说到。
When he was brought to Egypt.
当他被带到埃及的时候。
He was sold again the second time.
他又第二次被卖。
To a person named Potiphar.
卖给一个叫做波提法的人。
And he is an Egyptian, well, in some translation, we understand he's a bodyguard for Pharaoh.
我们知道在他其实就是法老的一个护卫。
Now, but one thing that was very distinct.
有一件事情很特别的。
The Bible here said many, many times.
在圣经上说了好几次。
In the second verse of 39 says, "And the Lord was with Joseph."
在第二节里说到耶和华与他同在。
And the Lord was with Joseph.
耶和华与约瑟同在。
We mentioned last time the first specific point of Joseph was that he had a dream, he had a vision.
我们上一次提到那个特点是约瑟的特点是他有异象，他有那些梦。
If we may call again Joseph on the second trait,
若是我们要提到他第二个特别的点的话，
it is that Joseph has the presence of the Lord.
就是他有耶和华的同在。
The Lord was with him in everything he does.
在他凡事上，耶和华都与他同在。
The Lord was with him in every way he walked.
在任何的他的行路上面。他的做事上面耶和华都与他同在。
The Lord was with him in everything he says.
在他所有他说出来的话上面耶和华都与他同在。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a marvelous person.
弟兄姊妹们这实在是一个很特别的人。
The more I read the Bible about Joseph, the more I loved him.
对我越读到约瑟的事情在圣经上面我越喜欢他。
Then again I know this is not only speaking about Joseph, a person that died already long time ago.
同时我也知道这里所说的约瑟也不光只是这么一个人已经死掉的一个人而已。
He was the Bible talking about Jesus, who is still alive today.
因为他这里实在是说到他是象征主耶稣，今天到现在还活着的主耶稣。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹们
Jesus, when he walked on earth,
当耶稣在地上行路的时候
he had the presence of the Lord.
他有神的同在。
The Lord was with him.
主与他，神与他同在。
And the anointment was with him.
那个膏油恩膏也与他同在。
Because Jesus himself was walking so carefully.
因为耶稣自己他是那样子小心的谨慎的行路。
We might want to ask why Joseph had the presence of the Lord.
那我们要问看为什么约瑟他总是有耶和华的同在呢？
It doesn't come easily or it doesn't come cheaply.
他不是那么样子简简单单的就可以得到的。
Remember he was sold.
记不记得他曾经被卖？
He was sold to the Midians.
他是被卖给米甸人。
And do you know what the Midians are doing business for?
你知道米甸人是做什么事的吗？
They sell myrrh.
他们是卖墨药的。
A myrrh, a kind of fragrance.
那是一种香料。
In the Bible, myrrh talk about a death, a kind of death.
在整本圣经里面，凡是提到墨药，都是说到一种死。
When we talk about that, people do not think about bodily death, physically dead without breath.
因为我们讲的死不是是指不是指那个身体的那种死。啊，好像没有气息了，一个身体在那里。
It's talking about a situation.
当我们说到死的时候，我们说到一个情况。
Well, we Christians have a very great secret.
我们基督徒有一个很大的秘密。
You know, to die to self is the reason that we are freed from all troubles.
你知道，我们这个己身这样死的时候，就等于对着所有的事情都可以得到自由。
I feel I can communicate with you today very easily.
我觉得今天早上我可以跟各位很清楚的可以这么说得通。
Because I feel that you know what I mean.
因为我觉得你们好像懂我要说的。
You know, when you have a situation, a turmoil condition at home.
你知道，有时候在家里有一个大难处的时候。
For instance.
比如说。
Husband and wife and argue.
比如说
argument.
夫妇之间不和。
How can you snap out of it?
你怎么能够脱离这样的一个环境？
Not by shouting back.
并不是说你只要大吵一通。
Not by fighting with each other.
也不是两个人真是打架了。
You need a kind of death.
但是你需要一种死。
A kind of death.
有一种死。
That you don't hear anything people talk about you, your wife talk about you.
你就不再听见你的太太说你什么了。
You don't hear anything evil about people think about you.
你也不再听见那个别人说你的什么坏话。
You had no reaction.
你就不再有反应。
You're just as good as dead.
你就等于像死了一样。
Do you realize that all the quarrel, all the argument, the quarrelsome disappear will disappear from the family?
你知道吗？若是这样子的话，所有的那些争吵都要在家里都要消失。
Young people, you meet this situation in school too.
年轻人在学校里头也会碰到这样的事情。
When you have schoolmates,
你有些同学
who always try to tick you off,
他总是来找你麻烦。
Always try to irritate you.
总是来要来刺激你。
This is kind of a myrrh that God works on you.
这就是一种神的墨药在你身上在那里要做工了。
If you let it soak into you.
若是你让这些事情都进到你里面。
Gradually, you will have a fragrance.
慢慢的你就会有那种香气。
Therefore, I say, dear brother and sister, Joseph has the presence of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道约瑟他有主的同在。
It didn't come cheaply.
他不是那么样子简简单单就到的。
He paid a cost.
因为他的确是付了代价。
Now the Lord says, the Lord was with Joseph.
在这里，主说耶和华要来赐福于他。
The Lord was with Joseph.
耶和华与他同在。
When you see Joseph, you feel the presence of Jesus of the Lord.
当你看到约瑟的时候，你就发现到有神的同在。
Because in his life, he has get into the habit.
因为在他的生命里头，他已经有这样的习惯。
He has committed himself to Jesus as if he was dead.
他把他自己献给神，好像他自己已经死了一样。
Dear brothers and sisters, we may envy. We want the presence of the Lord with us to be with all the time.
弟兄姊妹们，我们甚至很羡慕这个有主的同在，经常在我们身上。
Let me put it this way: you can only have it.
让我这样讲。
Admitting that you yourself is of no good.
你只有在神面前承认你自己一无是处。
Then you are willing to die to yourself.
然后你就愿意将自己死去。
You don't, if you do this,
若是能这样子,
you don't have to ask for the presence of the Lord.
你就根本不需要去要求神与你同在。
The Lord will be with you.
神主就会与你同在。
Dear brothers and sisters, please listen carefully.
请您注意听。
This is a spiritual consequence.
这是一个属灵的一个必然的事情。
The presence of the Lord is a consequence.
神的同在是一个必然的事情，是一个结果。
The reason is that we have paid a price.
那个原因就是因为我们已经付了那个代价。
The reason is that we recognize that we are dead to ourselves.
原因就是我们已经看为自己已死。
I don't know whether you have met some persons who can fully represent the presence of the Lord. I don't know whether you've meet these people.
我不知道你有没有遇见过这样的人，真是你可以看见他有神与他经常的同在。
Well, I could not speak of anyone here because they are present. If I say that, you know, it's not good for him or her.
我在这里不能够提任何一位在会中的任何一个人，因为对他并不好。
But I can mention of someone I know afar.
但是我可以提一个在很一个远方的一个我是知道的人。
There's an old sister.
是一个很年老的姊妹。
Oh, every time I remembered her.
我每次我一想到她。
I feel the presence of the Lord with her.
我就感觉到神与她同在。
She had given us great help.
他甚至给我们很大的帮助。
We visited her at once,
我们曾经去看过他一次。
And it made a lasting impression on us.
那个印象呢一直一直在这里还是新鲜。
She was not particularly sophisticated.
他不是特别的老练。他不是特别的装模作样。
But when you go approach her,
但是当你靠近他的时候
you feel you have to be careful.
你就发现到、哎、你要小心心的。
Because as if she would know what's inside of you.
好像他完全知道你里面想的是什么。
Sometimes we do feel that when we talk about things she understood so much.
因为我们实在是这样觉得，因为我们一提到什么事情的话，她都会那么清清楚楚的了解。
It made us wonder if we didn't say it, would she understand it all?
我们就想，若是我们根本没有说出来，说不定她都已经知道了。
We have a hunch that she knew it.
我们心里就有个感觉，她根本事先已经知道了。
Now, dear brother, sister, if you have known such a person, the presence of the Lord so eminent on this person,
若是你知道，若是你认得这么一位弟兄或者姊妹，这个神的同在在他身上那么的丰富的话，
you have a good example that you can follow.
你就会有一个很好的模范，你可以去效法的。
Dear brother and sister, Joseph was one like this.
约瑟就是一个这样的人。
Whenever you approach him.
每当你靠近他的时候
you also feel the presence of the Lord.
你自己会感觉到神同在
Now the book says, the Bible says here,
但是在这个圣经上这么说
So he became a successful man.
所以他就百事顺利
We as a natural man would not understand this.
我们讲一个天然的人没有办法了解这一点
If he was successful,
若是他这么样子顺利的话
We might ask.
那我们就要问了
NowJoseph, what are you doing here in Egypt?
那就说约瑟呀，那你这么样在约瑟里这么样在埃及，你做什么事呢？
If you can consider yourself to be successful,
若是你觉得你在这里已经很成功了，
why are you to be sold as a slave?
那你为什么还在这里被卖，成为像一个奴隶一样？
But dear brother and sister, I would say if Joseph was not sold as a slave,
但是弟兄姊妹，若是约瑟不是被卖成像奴隶一样。
He will not be successful in the sight of God.
他就不会在神的面前百事顺利。
Because God had a plan for him.
因为神有对他有一个计划。
In Psalm 105, chapter verse 19, it says.
在诗篇105篇第19节说。
God tested him.
神试炼他。
Until the word of God had accomplished in him.
一直到神的话在他的身上成行。
Now, dear brothers and sisters.God has a way for every one of us.
弟兄姊妹们，神在我们身上每一个人都有他的工作。
If you think you're any better, that you don't need any trial.
若是你觉得你已经相当好了，不需要神这样子来磨练你的话。
If you think you're better than Joseph.
若是你觉得你比约瑟好的话。
If you indeed are better than Joseph, maybe you don't need that.
也许的确你是比约瑟还好的话，也许你不需要。
But because we are inferior than Joseph.
但是我们实在是比约瑟差多了。
God has to try us to give us situations to let us know our shortcomings.
所以神需要磨练我们，让我们知道我们的短处。
That we may come humbly before God.
然后我们能够才能在神面前降杯。
And ask for His mercy.
来求他的恩典。
Now, dear friend, is anyone here thinking that he has no shortcomings?
弟兄姊妹们，在这里有哪一位觉得他没有短处吗？
Are you not bothered by your shortcomings?
你对这短处是不是一点都不在乎呢？
Dear brother and sister, dear friend, God wants us to see our shortcomings.
神要我们自己能看到我们自己的短处。
In order that we may rely on Him.
这样子我们才能够会信靠他。
This way, then you will be a successful man.
这样子你才会百事顺利。
Joseph was brought down, even further down.
因为约瑟实在是被一次一次的被打下去。
He was at one time the servant for Potiphar.
曾经他在那里做波提凡的内臣，多年的。
But then he would become a prisoner in his jail.
但是一下子就被打下，成为囚犯。
Was under the custody of the jailer.
在那里被这个管被在那坐监。
But again, nothing can confine him.
但是没有一样事情能够真正的能够把他控制、把他管住。他实在是一个很大的人。
Wherever he is,
不管他在哪里，
there the presence of the Lord is.
在那里就有神的同在。
Therefore, nothing can confine him.
所以没有哪样事情能够真把他绑住。
He is a free man.
他实在是一个很自由的人。
He's indeed free.
他的确是自由的。
Dear brother and sister, what would you like to be?
弟兄姊妹们，你愿意做一个什么样的人？
Do you want to be a free man?
你愿不愿意做一个自由的人？
Or do you want to be a free man in God?
还是你愿意在神里面做一个自由的人？
Jesus told the Pharisees, told the Jews.
耶稣对那些法利赛人，对那些犹太人说，
If the Son of God,make you free, then you are a free man indeed.
若是神的儿子叫你自由，你就真自由了。
He was talking about a spiritual freedom.
他自己说的自由是说到属灵上的自由。
But what people have today thinking about freedom is a physical freedom.
我们今天世上的人所想到的自由是身体上的自由。
It's a bodily freedom.
是只是一个身体上的事情。
That he can do whatever with his body, with his will, with his mind, whatever he wants to do.
他只要心里想要做什么事，他可以有自由这么去做。
Dear friends,These kind of people are really under the power.
其实这样的人
satanic power.
其实这样的人实在是在撒旦的力量之下。
He is under the power of sin.
他是在罪的力量之下。
If people want to claim to you that they have freedom without Jesus,
若是有人能跟你说我没有耶稣，但是我有自由，
you can challenge him.
你可以问他，
Do you have a freedom of not being sin?
你有没有一个你有没有不犯罪的自由？
If you have no freedom to withhold from sin,
若是你没有这个自由可以让自己不犯罪的话，
then you have no freedom at all.
你就是完全没有自由。
You were driven by a sinful power.
因为你是被这个罪的力量在那里后面驱使。
Whether you know it or not.
不管你晓不晓得这件事。
Look at Joseph.
看看约瑟。
He wasn't asking for freedom.
他并不要求这样的自由。
But he is a free man.
但他的确他自己是一个自由的人。
Dear brother and sister, this doesn't come naturally as well.
弟兄姊妹，这也不是自自然然就来了。
Because Joseph still has his own nature.
因为约瑟他实在他还是有他自己的天性。
You know, he was in the prison for many, many years.
他在牢里面相当的久。
We know the story when he saw when the baker and the cupbearer of the Pharaoh dreams.
我们知道他在监里头。替那个酒正跟膳长在那解梦。
Because he interpreted the dreams.
因为他解了这个梦。
The baker was hung and the cupbearer was freed.
那个酒正被释放了，那个膳长被被挂起来。
Now we also want to see something which is quite unusual for the Bible to record Joseph's shortcoming.
我们再一次我们可以看见圣经上有讲到了约瑟他的短处。
Let's read 40, chapter 40.
我们看第四十章。
And verses 14 and 15.
我们看第四十章十四节十五节。
Let's read it, everybody.
我们一起读读看十四节十五节。但你得好处的时候，求你纪念我，施恩于我，在法老面前提说我，救我出这监牢。我实在是从希伯来人之地被拐来的，我在这里也没有做过什么，叫他们把我下在监里。
This was what Joseph told the cupbearer.
这个就是约瑟在牢里对酒正所说的话。
Now let me ask you, brothers and sisters.
让我来问各位。
What did he feel in the jail?
他在牢里头，他感觉怎么样呢？
Did he really feel comfortable?
他觉得站在里面很舒服吗？
No.
一定不是。
He's still a human being.
他还是一个人。
So he said something in his weakness, asking the cupbearer to do him a favor.
所以他就在人的软弱里面，他就说了这件事情。他求那个酒正来求他做这些事情。
Dear brothers and sisters, we may also do this when we were under trial.
弟兄姊妹们，我们也常常会这么做，在我们试炼里面的时候。
God didn't punish us, God allow us to do that.
但是也主有时候也让我们这么做了。
Because we are weak.
因为我们实在是很软弱。
Yet God has a better timing.
但是神有他自己更好的时间。
Although he didn't scold Joseph.
虽然他没有在这里就责骂约瑟。
But he overruled Joseph's plea.
但是他在那里就没有管 约瑟这个请求。
It's God who's in control of all things that denied Joseph's request.
因为神在这里他是掌管一切，在这里约瑟的请求并没有得到答应。
Not the Pharaoh, nor the cupbearer.
不是法老，也不是那个酒政，在那里可以做成这些事的。
Because you read in 23rd verse of the same chapter.
因为我们在这同一章里头。第二十三节我们就知道，第二十三节说
The chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him.
但是酒政却不纪念约瑟，竟忘了他。
Well, this is also human nature. When they were happy, they forgot all the commitment they made.
这也是人的天性，当他们自己高兴的时候，他才忘记了。
But I believe because Joseph revealed his weaknesses.
但是我也相信约瑟因为在这里将他的软弱显露出来。
God knew his time was not full yet.
所以神知道他的时间还没有到。
It had to wait.
他还需要在那里再等一等候。
Let's read chapter 41.
我们再读第四十一章。
33rd verse to 52.
第三十
33rd to 52
从第三十三节读到第五十二节。
This was the situation when Joseph already explained the dreams of Pharaoh.
这个是在约瑟已经跟法老解了梦之后。
And Pharaoh was saying this.
法老就这么说。
And Joseph was saying to him, and now let Pharaoh took for a man discerning.And wise, and set him over the land of Egypt.
第三十三节说，所以法老当拣选一个有聪明、有智慧的人，派他治理埃及地。
Okay, let's read, please together from 34 to 52.
好，我们一起从三十四节读到五十二节。法老当这样行，又派官员管理这地。当七个丰年的时候，征收埃及地的五分之一。叫他们把将来丰年一切的粮食聚敛起来，积蓄五谷，收存在各城里做食物，归于法老的手下。所积蓄的粮食可以防备埃及地将来的七个荒年，免得这地被饥荒所灭。法老和他一切臣仆都以这事为妙。法老对臣仆说，像这样的人，有神的灵在他里头，我们岂能找得着呢？法老对耶稣说，上将这事都启示你，可见没有人像你这样有聪明有智慧。你可以掌管我的家，我的民都必听从你的话，唯独在宝座上我比你大。法老又对约瑟说，我派你治理埃及全地。法老就摘下手上打印的戒指戴在约瑟的手上，给他穿上细麻衣，把金链戴在他的颈项上，又叫约瑟坐他的副车，喝到在前，呼叫说跪下。这样法老派他治理埃及全地。法老对约瑟说，我是法老，在埃及全地若没有你的命令，不许人擅自办事。法老赐名给约瑟，叫撒法纳特巴内，又将安城的祭司波提菲拉的女儿雅西娜给他为妻。约瑟就出去巡行埃及地。埃及见埃及王法老的时候年三十岁，他从法老面前出去遍行埃及全地。七个丰年之内，地的出产极丰极盛。约瑟聚敛埃及地七个丰年一切的粮食，把粮食积存在各城里，各城周围田地的粮食都积存在本城里。约瑟积蓄五谷甚多，如同海边的沙，无法计算。因为谷不生和熟，荒年未到以前，安城的祭司波利菲拉的女儿雅西娜给约瑟生了两个儿子。约瑟给长子起名叫马拿西，因为他说，神使我忘了一切的困苦和我父的全家。他给次子起名叫以法莲，因为他说，神使我在受苦的地方昌盛。
Maybe when I preach, I should let you read more.
也许啊，我们应该再多读一点。
So that I can speak less.
所以我就可以少说一点。
But anyway, this is a long passage.
我这一段算是很长。
I thank you for carrying it through.
谢谢各位，这样一起都念过去了。
Now, what do you see here?
我们这里看到什么呢？
As I was trying to pick up the thought.
当我在这里想要组织我的思想的时候，
You see, when Joseph was sold, how old was he?
当约瑟被卖的时候，他几岁？
Do you remember?
你记不记得？
Well, we talked about it last time. He was only 17.
他那时候只有17岁。
Now, when he was put on a high position, how old was he?
当他在被放在高位置的时候，那时候他几岁？
30.
30岁。
How many years in between?
所以中间有13年的时间。
And he was in jail most of the time.
因为我在那里想要请求要能够赶快出监的话，
God might shorten his days in the jail.
也许神会在将他 监牢的日子能够缩短。
Nevertheless, that was my imagination. I didn't know the real thing.
但是我这只是我自己的想象，我并不能知道实情。
But I think the principle Joseph has learned.
但是在这里这个原则约瑟已经学到了。
You see, we may say, the one who proposes got the job.
我们也许说，哦，也许有的人那个自己在那儿出面，在那儿争的人就得到了这个职位。
This is the spirit of today.
这就是今天我们大家都这么做的。
I know many people are trying or looking for jobs.
我们知道有很多人在那儿找事。
And we work hard for it.
我们实在是很辛辛苦苦在那找事。
I believe he deserves everything of it.
我也相信他实在是要应该得到报偿。
But the problem is that the spirit of the world today is that you have to boast what you do.
但是今日的风气是我们要将你自己所做的要吹嘘一下。
Joseph didn't really do that.
约瑟并没有这样做。
He proposed that Pharaoh should find a man with a divine spirit in him that can discern and have wisdom.
在这里约瑟反而劝法老要找一个很聪明的人来做这些事情。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, there's a principle here, I said.
这里有一个原则。
Joseph didn't ask for it.
约瑟在那里并没有毛遂自荐。
Just as our Lord Jesus didn't ask to be exalted.
正如我们的主耶稣基督在地上他并没有要求被高举。
Because if you read in Philippians chapter 2,
若是你读菲利比,
that he was humbled, he would humble himself, always humbling himself.
若是你读菲利比书你就知道他是一再的降卑。
Yet God raised him.
但是神将他高升。
Jesus didn't ask to be raised.
耶稣自己并没有要求他自己要怎么样高升。
Now Joseph was doing the same thing.
在这里约瑟也是这么做。
All he knew was humble, being humble and more humble.
他所知道在这里就是一再的降卑。
Yet Pharaoh put him on the governor's seat.
但是法老将他高升起来。
He is a man of the divine spirit.
他是一个有圣灵的人。
Dear brothers and sisters, if we can summarize what you said before, he is a man of vision.
我们可以再总括这么说，他是一个有意象的人。
That vision caused him to walk on a humble way.
这样，因为有这个意象，所以才能够让他走这个很谦卑的道路。
And the second thing is that he is a man with the presence of the Lord.
第二件事情说，是他是有一个神同在他的一个人。
Now the third thing about Joseph.
第三件事情。
Not only the Spirit was with him.
非仅这个圣灵与他同在。
It's in him.
而且是在他的里面。
Dear brothers and sisters, the presence of the Lord can go away.
弟兄姊妹们，这个神的同在有的时候会不见。
But if the Spirit wants to work in us, that the Holy Spirit, the Divine Spirit is inside of us.
但是若是圣灵要真正在我们心里面做的话，他会一直做到我们里面去。
It's far more better than what they experience outwardly.
这个在里面的这样子是比外面的更好。
I know many of our sisters here are seeking for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我知道在这里有很多姊妹们在那里要寻求圣灵的完全。
They are seeking for a particular experience that we call the feeling of the Holy Spirit.
也许我们在这世上寻找的是一个好像是一个经验，是一个圣灵充满的经验，浇灌的经验。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, once you have the experiences,
弟兄姊妹，当你有这个经验之后
，the more important things is that let the Holy Spirit dwell in you.
更要紧的事情是要让这个圣灵在你里面住下来
，and let Him become your life.
而让这个圣灵成为你自己的生命。
Let him become your discernment.
在那里，圣灵成为你里面分辨的灵。
Let him become the wisdom.
让那个圣灵在里面成为你的智慧。
Let him become the power in you.
让他成为你的力量。
Now many of the brothers and sisters I know are not aware or not understanding the Holy Spirit properly.
我知道有些弟兄姊妹们对圣灵的事情不是太了解。
I feel I'm It's my responsibility. Maybe I should preach on that sometimes.
也许我觉得也是我的责任，我应该在那个事情上讲解讲一讲。
But I can mention only here just briefly.
但是我在这里也简单的稍微提一下。
That the Holy Spirit, the purpose of God is to have Him dwell in us.
神的旨意是要他是他自己要在我们里面住下来。
As well as showered us.
也是也在外面的浇灌。
Now look on Joseph, this person.
我们看约瑟这个人。
Not only he kept the presence of the Lord,
非仅他有神的同在,
but he has a spirit inside of him.
他在里面也有那个灵。
And that's his wisdom, where the wisdom comes from.
这就是他的智慧的来源。
Therefore, Pharaoh put him on a high position.
所以当法老将他放在那个高位的时候。
You know what the Pharaoh called him? We encountered a difficult name here.
我们知道法老给他赐一个名字，那里很难，很拗口。
Safanath Paniah.
叫萨法纳特巴内亚，特巴内亚。
What a tongue twister!
萨法纳特巴内亚。
But do you know what the meaning of this word?
但是你知道这个字什么意思呢
？I've read my Bible about, well, I don't know how many times, but this is the first time I really check it out what it means.
我读这个地方读过很多次，但是第一次我把这个名字的意思再找一找。
Sephania Pania.
萨法纳特巴内亚。
It means there are two meanings.
有两个意思。
It means the revealer of secret.
就是那个可以透露秘密的，解开秘密的人。
The second meaning.
第二个意思。
It came to me a shock.
让我很惊奇。
It means the savior of the world.
是这个世界的救主。
Do you know why Pharaoh called him that?
你知道为什么法老这样叫约瑟吗？
Years of abundance coming.
因为在那里丰年之后。
Yet there are also the year of famine coming too.
马上就要有荒年来到。
Pharaoh was so glad to find this person.
法老在那里真高兴找到这样一个人。
That can save the whole land.
这样可以把那全地都拯救。所以他把他叫成世界的救主。
Knowing it or not.
也不知道他是不是自己真正知道。
The name was.Given to Jesus, our Lord.
这个名字就是我们主耶稣基督的名字。
Our Lord Jesus was called the Savior of the world.
我们的主耶稣就是称为世界救主。
He today indeed saved us from sin, not only from the famine.
今天主把我们从罪里救出来。
It also saved us from a spiritual famine.
也把我们从这个属灵的饥荒里救出来。
He is the Savior.
他是那个救主。
Now, God gave Joseph two children.
在这里神给约瑟两个儿子
One is called Manasseh,
一个叫马拿西
One is called Ephraim,
一个叫以法莲
The two meanings are Manasseh being it made me forget
马拿西的意思是叫我忘了
And Ephraim means to be a fruitful
那以法莲的是 叫他昌盛
Dear brother and sister, we talk about Joseph
我们讲到约瑟的时候
We talk about his affliction
我们讲到他那些困难
We talk about his trial.
我们只想到他那些试炼。
Dear brothers and sisters, many of the brothers and sisters are in my heart.
弟兄姊妹们，有很多弟兄姊妹们一直在我的心里面。
Because I know they've gone through difficulty.
因为我们知道他现在正在经历很多痛苦。
Yet a man understanding cross.
但是若一个了解十字架的人
，will come out triumphantly.
会从这里面很得胜的出来。
Will come out differently.
而且会很不一样。
How do you know your cross is a true cross that gives you life?
你怎么知道那个加给你的十字架是真正的十字架会给你产生生命的呢
？How do you know this cross made you benefit you?
你怎么知道这样的一个十字架是对你好的呢
？Because when you come out of it,
因为当你脱离这样的环境之后
，you forgot all the trouble.
当你经过之后，你就忘记了一切的愁苦。
That's very important.
这是非常非常重要的。
A person constantly murmuring about the past difficulty is not a true cross.
若是一个人他一直记得他以前怎么样受苦怎么受苦那么那样的十字架不是真正的十字架
It's bitterness
那里是有苦味
It's not life
不是生命
I met such a sister who was saved years before me
我碰到这样的一个姊妹她是比我得救早很多
I shouldn't say years before just about the same time I was saved
也许差不多跟我同时得救
But when I met her, she was always complaining about the past, and she boasted on it, saying, "I bear the cross for the Lord."
但是她每次我碰到她，她总是讲的，总是在那抱怨以前的事情，然后她拼命说：“你看，我现在在这里，在背十字架。”
I didn't understand what's wrong with her.
我不太了解到底怎么回事。
But I didn't like her because she was always complaining.
我很不喜欢，因为她每次都在那里抱怨。
Now one day we heard a message.
有一天我听到这样的信息。
She heard it too.
她也听到。
From that day on, she changed.
从那一天开始，她改变了。
Not suddenly.
不是突然的。
Gradually.
而是慢慢的。
She begins to understand what is a cross.
她慢慢真正了解十字架是什么。
If we really have a cross,
若是我们有真正的十字架，
when we went through it,
当我们经过的时候，
we were not complaining.
我们不会抱怨。
It's nothing against any person or anything that we are doing.
因为那样的十字架并不是真的是针对着我们某一个人或某件事做的不好。
It's the hand of God.
而那个实在是神的手。
Therefore, we are looking at the workmanship.Of our Lord.
所以我们在那实在是看到是神的作为。
We have no complaint.
所以我们就没有什么好抱怨的。
This is called the experience of Manasseh.
这个就是马拿西的经历。
Then there's Ephraim coming about it.
然后再来了一个以法莲。
Dear brother and sister, if you don't have an experience of Manasseh, you wouldn't have an experience of Ephraim.
若是你没有马拿西的经历的话，你就没有以法莲的经历。
You won't have abundant life.
你不会有那样昌盛的生命。
Dear brother and sister, we have to remember God is a positive God.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要知道神是一个很积极的神。
He works out life from death.
他从死地做出生命来。
He wants us to grow out of suffering.
他让我们从受苦里面长大。
Dear brothers and sisters, that's important.
弟兄姊妹们，这实在是非常要紧。
Jesus himself was saying, in the book of Hebrew, Jesus was quoted to saying the same thing.
在希伯来书里面，耶稣自己第十章也是这么样说。
I wonder if I can find it, but he said, the cross. Well, don't worry about it. We won't quote the exact word. He says, the suffering. When we experience it, we don't feel any good.
当我们经历试炼的时候，我们会觉得很苦。
But out of that suffering come peace.
但是从这个困苦里面有的生平安，就可以结出平安的果子。
Well, I wish I could quote in English, but I certainly couldn't.
我希望我能够记得我那个英文圣经上怎么说，但是我不记得。
I request again, someone would please pray to the Lord that someone would.Interpret in English for me.
我实在是要祷告耶稣，你们也帮我祷告，能够有人能够将我的信息翻译成英文。
I really would enjoy much better speaking in Chinese and faster.
我实在是愿意用中文讲得也快一点。
But nevertheless, those experiences of suffering will produce the fruit of peace.
但是我们知道，在受苦的经历之后，就会生出平安来。
Jesus seeing the glory in the future.
耶稣看到眼前的将来的荣耀。
Was able to suffer.
他就可以忘记这些困苦。
Was able to suffer and bore with cross.
他在那里就可以受苦，可以背十字架。
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, if you think, if you realize the Lord has His hands on you, that you're suffering.
弟兄姊妹们，若是你觉得神的手在你身上，你现在正在受苦的话
，You have to pray that you will bear fruit of Manasseh and Ephraim.
那你就要祷告主，让你能够结出马拿西和以法莲的果子来。
Dear brother and sister, I remember several brothers and sisters which we served together back in East.
弟兄姊妹，我记得好几个我们在东岸一起服侍的弟兄姊妹。
Let me tell you, it was not easy.
我们实在是很不容易。
The reason being difficult to serve together.
在一起侍奉那么难，就是因为。
Is that every one of us are self-centered?
因为我们每个人都相当的自我中心。
But you know what?
你知道为什么吗？
When we pull through,
你知道在当我们过了那段时候之后
，I remember those brothers and sisters, nothing but sweetness.
但是我所记得的那些弟兄姊妹们，我只记得他们那些甜美的时候。
The suffering, the difficulty seems to be disappeared.
那个我们中间的难处几乎就忘记了。
I remember nothing but their sweetness.
我只记得他那在我们在一起侍奉的那些好的地方。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the hand of God.
这就是神的手。
He wants to put us together.
他将我们放聚在一起。
Maybe we suffer because of each other.
也许我们因为彼此在一起的关系，所以我们很觉得难受。
But that's for one another's better, for betterness.
但是这是为了我们的好处。
I must conclude quickly.
我需要很快的。
Chapter 47 of Genesis.
我们看第47章。
The famine carried on.
47章
From 13 to 20.
从第十三节到第二十节，创世纪第四十七章十三节到二十节，这个饥荒已经过来了。十三节，饥荒甚大，全地都绝了粮，甚至埃及地和迦南地的人因那饥荒的缘故都饿昏了。约瑟收据了埃及地和迦南地所有的银子，就是众人挑粮的银子，约瑟就把那银子带到法老的宫里。埃及地和迦南地的银子都花尽了，埃及众人就来见约瑟说，我们的银子都用尽了，求你给我们粮食，我们为什么死在你面前呢？约瑟说，若是银子用尽了，可以把你们的牲畜给我，我就为你们的牲畜给你们粮食。于是他们把牲畜赶到约瑟那里，约瑟就拿粮食换了他们的牛羊驴马。那一年因换他们一切的牲畜，就用粮食养活他们。那一年过去，第二年他们又来见约瑟说，我们不瞒我主，我们的银子都花尽了，牲畜也归了我主，我们在我主眼前除了我们身体和田地之外一无所剩，你何忍见我们人死地荒呢？求你用粮食买我们和我们的地，我们和我们的地就都要给法老效力，又求你给我们种子，使我们得以存活，不致死亡，地土也不致荒凉。于是约瑟为法老买了埃及所有的地，埃及人因被饥荒所迫，各都卖了自己的田地，那地就都归了法老。
Let's read again 23 to 26.
我们再读23节到26节。23节，约瑟对百姓说，我今日为法老买了你们和你们的地，看哪，这里有种子给你们，你们可以种地，后来打粮食的时候，你们要把五分之一纳给法老，四份可以归你们做地里的种子，也做你们和你们家口孩童的食物。他们说，你救了我们的性命，但愿我们在我主眼前蒙恩，我们就做法老的仆人。于是埃及为法老地定下常例，直到今日，法老必得五分之一，唯独祭司的地不归法老。
What do you feel about Joseph? You like him?
你在这里 你觉得约瑟怎么样？你会喜欢他吗？
You think he's a terrible landlord?
你想他是不是一个很糟糕的地主？
No! Look, ask those people in Egypt. Do they like Joseph?
但是你想想看，在埃及地那些人，他们喜不喜欢约瑟呢？
They were only too happy that Joseph saved their lives.
他们实在是太高兴，因为约瑟救了他们的命。
Now, dear brothers and sisters, this is really meaning that in it.
弟兄姊妹，这里有 有真正的他的意义。
We do not belong to our Lord.
我们好像不属于我们的主。
Only and if only and until a famine comes.
一直等到有一个饥荒来到。
Is it true?
是不是这样子呢？
Ask yourself if this is a situation.
问问看你自己是不是这样的情形。
Well, last time when I talked about the 7 years of abundance and 7 years of famine, a few brothers and sisters came to me and asking, why God wants to give us famine?
上次我们讲到七年的荒年跟 七个荒年跟七年的饥荒的时候，就有弟兄姊妹来说，为什么神要给了丰年之后还要将荒年给他们呢？
Let me ask.Counter-asked,
那我就反问
if he doesn't do that,
若是他不这样的话
or shall I say, is God, does God have another way?
那么神有没有或者我说有没有神有没有什么别的办法
does he have a choice?
有没有他有没有另外一个选择
because we are only too selfish to allow ourselves control rather than God.
因为我们实在是太自私我们是 要自己管自己控制这一切我们不愿意交给神
Let me ask again.
我再一次问
Where do all the silver come?
那些银子从哪里来的
Do you know where the silver comes for those Egyptians?
你知道那些埃及人他们有的那些银子从哪里来的吗
Joseph bought the food with silver.
而是在那约瑟他花用银子将他们的那些粮食买进来的
During the years of abundance.
在那些在丰年的时候
Even the silver comes from God.
甚至这些银子我们都是从神那里领受的。
What do we talk about?
我们还说什么呢?
I know, I think nobody can deny if there's a comparison. These years are the years of a famine, isn't it?
我想我们大家都要承认我们现在的这几年实在是荒年。
We had a year of abundance.
我们有那些有丰盛的年。
Now the famine came.
现在饥荒来了。
When we were in the year of abundance,
当我们在丰年的时候
appreciated and thanked the Lord for it?
有没有哪些人真正是那样子把将感谢归给主？
I shall not say that nobody did that.
我不敢说没有人。
These are the priests who did that.
但是这些祭司这样做。
If you did that, you're a priest in the spiritual sight.
所以若是你这样，你的确是这样的话，那么你在神面前是祭司。
But you didn't do that, did you?
但是你没有这样做，是不是？
Well, you're at a difficult year.
现在这些困苦的日子来了。
What do you do?
你怎么办呢？
Oh, you said, well, I'm starving.
那这时候你说我饿了。
Well, let's say you're starving spiritually.
我们这么说，你现在是属灵上有这个饥饿。
The only thing you do is whatever you have received from the Lord, you have to give it back to Him.
那你唯一有的就是以前你从主那里所领受来的，现在你要给回去。
There's a principle here.
在这里有一个原则。
We belong to God.
我们属于主。
He saved us with His abundant life.
他救赎了我们，用他自己丰盛的生命。
If in the years of abundance that we do not know to thank Him,
但是若是在我们那些丰盛的年日里头，我们不知道去感谢他的话，
then it is only during the years of famine that the Lord can make us to realize all we have is from Him.
那么只有在利用到荒年的时候，神才能让我们真正的了解，我们一切都是从他来的。
Dear brothers and sisters, don't look at me wrong.
弟兄姊妹们，你请你不要误会。
Don't hear me wrong.
也不要听错。
I'm not saying.That all these things, you lost your job because you don't love God.
我不是说你失掉了你的工作，因为你不爱主，因为你不爱主。
Because God deals with us personally, not as a whole.
因为神对付我们每一个人是单独的，不是整个的。
Your case do not apply to other person.
你自己的这件事情可能在别人身上就不是这样。
If you still hold a job today.
若是你今天还有一个很好的工作
a nice job, a well-paid job,
一个很好的工作一个很高薪的工作
you have to thank the Lord for that.
你必须要感谢主
Because I'm going to tell you a story like this.
因为我要告诉你各位一个故事
I met this brother again a few weeks ago.
我后来我又碰到这位弟兄隔了几个礼拜之后
几个礼拜之
前
Every time I see him I remember his wife.
这个弟兄我每次看到他我都记得他的妻子
Because this person would not believe in Jesus.
因为这个人他实在是不要信主
He was a physicist.
他是一个学物理的
Very stubborn.
非常非常的
Very proud.
非常的 强傲
His wife had been saved for many many years and prayed for him many many years.
他的妻子是老早以前就得救一直在为他祷告
He wouldn't listen.
但是他一直不愿意听
He sent her to the meeting and took off.
他把他带到聚会的地方然后他自己就走了
Now I saw somebody this morning driving a Benz coming in and dropped somebody and left I don't know who he was
我今天早上看到一个 Benz 开进来把人
drove a blue Benz
一个蓝颜色的 Benz 把人在这里送人来然后自己就走掉
Now this sister
这一位姊妹
was in the critical moment
在那个时候是相当的
critical moment 要紧关头
是在要紧关头
Because this has, her husband is just about to graduate and was looking for a job.
因为那时候她的先生正好快要毕业，正在那里找事。
You know, being a good wife always pray for her husband.
那一个好妻子一直总是为丈夫祷告的。
So she did.
所以她就祷告。
Now our sister prayed a little differently.
但是我们这位姊妹祷告的有点不一样。
She prayed to the Lord.
她祷告主。
First for the glory of him.
第一个是要求主的荣耀
Then he present himself, herself to the Lord.
然后他将他自己献给神
I belong to God.
我属于主
So is my whole household.
我全家也是属于主
Except my husband.
除了我丈夫之外
Because he was not willing.
因为他不愿意
Then she intercedes for her husband to be saved.
于是他就为他的丈夫得救祷告
After quite a long time,
过了一阵
the Lord seemed to point a finger on her.
主好像是向他很清楚的显明
Particularly saying, pray for your husband.
特别说到你要为你的丈夫祷告。
And she had a hint insight what to pray about it.
于是她心里好像有点了解她应该怎么样祷告。
She dare not pray.
但是她不敢祷告。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么?
The Lord had asked her to pray that it will not be able for him to find a job.
因为主在那里向她显明她的先生会找不到事情的。
The Lord wanted her to pray specifically. Pray that he will not find a job.
因为神叫这位姊妹就这么样祷告，要祷告她找不到事情。
The Bible has those illustrations.
在圣经上有这样的例子。
Elijah prayed that it will not rain for 3.5 years.
因为以利亚在那里说要祷告神让三年不下雨。
So our sister prayed, started to pray.
所以我们这位姊妹就这样子祷告。
She prayed and prayed and all in tears.
她祷告流泪的祷告。
But she understood.
但她心里明白。
She said, Lord, if you want to save him.
但是她说主若是你愿意要救他的话。
If you can only save him through the difficulties.
若是你只能够用这样的困苦的环境来才能救到他的话。
I am willing to suffer with him.
我愿意跟他一起受苦。
Now this brother, this he was not saved then.
那么这位弟兄那时候还没受还没得救。
He asked his wife.
他就问他的终于
you know,
他就问他的太太了。
Before, you know, he doesn't even care whether she prays or not.
在以前他根本不在乎他太太有没有为他祷告。
Well, whether I can find a job is a business of mine, not yours.
他说我能不能找到事情是我的看我的本领跟你毫无关系。
It's a business of my professor.
是我的老板的事情。
It's a business of my institution.
是我的那个学校的事情。
Now, he came one day to her.
有一天他就对他的妻子讲
did you pray for me?
你有没有为我祷告啊
Did you really pray for me?
你有没有真正为我祷告啊
What did our sister say?
我们的姊妹就说
She said, yes, yes, yes.
哎呀有我有为你祷告。
He didn't ask her how you prayed for me.
他并没有问他你为我祷告什么。
You know, at that time, it wasn't so difficult for anybody to find a job.
在那个时候还不是找事还不是那么难。
But our brother couldn't find one.
但是我们这位弟兄找不到事。
He couldn't find any job.
他什么事都找不到。
Any job at all.
什么事情都找不到。
Until he had to graduate.
直到他那一天，他非毕业不可了。
Still no job.
还是没有事情。
And he came to the meeting.
于是他开始来聚会。
He started joining the meeting.
他开始来聚会。
Asking questions.
来问开始问问题。
Debating.
来辩论。
Whether there is God or not.
到底是不是有神?
Whether Jesus is for real or not.
到底耶稣是不是真的?
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Only through these seeking.
只有靠着这样子的追寻。
Did Jesus find him.
耶稣来找到了他。
Not him that find Jesus.
不是他。
Jesus found him.
不是他来找寻耶稣。是
这样。 Praise the Lord, he was saved.
感谢主他就这样子得救了。
The Lord made up the things.
这个主安排这一切。
He couldn't find a job in the United States.
他在美国这个地方，整个地方，整个美国都找不到事情。
Suddenly, the Lord opened up a way for him.
突然一下子，主开了一条路。
He went to Switzerland.
他到了瑞士去了。瑞士。
For 2 years.
去那里去了两年。
And came back to New Long Island.
然后他又回到长岛。
The whole person changed.
整个人都改变。
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes the Lord is asking for us to give us back to Him.
弟兄姊妹，常常主要我们将我们自己再给回给他。
First your silver.
第一个，先用你的银子。
Then your cattle.
再将你的牲畜。
Finally, you yourself personally.
最后将你自己都给还给他。
Those Egyptians were only too happy that Joseph saved their lives.
埃及人是那样的高兴，因为约瑟救了他们的命。
Did you hear me?
你们听清楚。
Those Egyptians were only too happy that Joseph saved their lives.
那些埃及人实在是太高兴，因为约瑟救了他们的命。
What about us?
我们呢？
Are we grateful that Jesus saved our lives?
我们是不是很感谢主，因为他救了我们？
And we are not willing to sacrifice for him.
但是我们又不愿意为他摆上。
We are not willing to give back to him.
我们也不愿意给回他。
The Lord can do nothing but take everything away from us.
主只好将我们一切都拿去。
That we may see all things we received are from Him.
我们这样才能看见我们一切都是从他而来的。
The Lord did it well. Finally, all land belonged to the Pharaoh.
在这里主做得很好，在那终于整个埃及全地都属于法老。
Finally, all people.Belong to Pharaoh.
最后所有的埃及人都属于法老。
Now, what is the use? What's the use that Pharaoh get all the people?
那到底法老得了这些所有的人有什么用处呢?
That's meaningless.
有什么了不起?
To be a dictator or else.
做一个独裁的人。
Yet when Jesus has obtained of us.
但是当主得到了我们。
When we belong to him.
当我们属于主的时候。
God is going to put the glory in us first.
神就将他的荣耀先放在我们里面。
Only when we belong to Him, then can His hand work on us.
只有当我们 在我们属于他之后，他的手才能在我们身上做事。
He has a rightful place to work in us.
他才有一个合法的一个地位 在我们身上做事。
Dear brother and sister, by offering to Him is a blessing.
将我们自己献给神，的确是我们自己的一个祝福。
We cannot add anything to God.
我们没办法加增神的一丁一点。
For everything belonged to Him.
因为本来所有的都属于他。
Yet when we offer ourselves to Him,
但是当我们将自己献给神的时候
it's a blessing to us.
对于我们来讲是一个祝福。
We belong to Him.
我们是属于主的。
We belong